Hello and welcome to the Man Panel. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I'm here today with a wonderful friend and colleague, and that's the amazing Carrie Valentine. Welcome, Carrie.
Aloha, Michelle. It is wonderful to be here with you, and thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest on your event again.
Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really, really happy to have you back and to have you contribute. I love your passion for life and for love, and I love the inspiration that you share for so many people on these events. So thank you for that, Carrie. Really grateful.
My joy. Let's kick it off, girl.
Right. So just a little bit about Carrie, and he'll share some little bits about his story as we go along as well. But Carrie has been assisting couples and singles for over a decade to transform their lives out of the emotional pain of relationship and dating challenges to creating joyous, juicy, sustaining relationships of their dreams through his In Love Forever personal development program. And Carrie was in a long-term marriage, lost his wife sadly to cancer, but the happy news is that Carrie has had deep love strike twice. And he now is living on the Hawaiian island of Maui with his beautiful wife and kids. And he'll share more about that. But we're really happy for you, Carrie, and so grateful that you're willing to share today. So with all that, we're going to jump in and we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this topic, the number one way to joyous, juicy relationships. So first of all, it seems kind of obvious, I guess, in some respects to say a joyous, juicy relationship. But what do you really mean by that, Carrie? Before we go into the number one way, like, what is your definition of that? What's possible?
Great question. What's possible is really the infinite. But how to get there, how to be real. Like, I love Michelle talking about in an inspiring way and in that kind of passion, like you talked about. And I back it up with practical, tactical tools and ways to make sure we sustain it, not just kind of pie in the sky. So action, you know, practical way is a way to sustain this is be honest. It's be very candid on the good things and the bad things, and especially the, you know, the vulnerable things. This is gonna, it's just like a sure fireproof way to sustain a wonderful relationship and build the trust, the connection, that sweetheart energy that I think most, if not everyone, really wants. And yet most people who have challenges with having that connection, the reason is they're not being honest. They're not sharing their real heartfelt joy and love with someone. And they're not also saying, hey, you know, what you just said sounded a little strong. Can you talk to me more about that? Like dealing with the challenges or the difficulties too. So what I see, you know, let's just jump right into the deep end of the pool. A joyous, juicy relationship is one that is as communicative and helpful and caring in the kitchen as it is in the bedroom. So for either partner, as they make, let's say, a tea or coffee or whatever the favorite drink for that person, their partner is, if they're doing that on a consistent basis from their heart, not looking to get something in return, that's going to be received. And from being received, generally from the right person, that person wants to reciprocate and bring and give that love back to that individual. So I find, and tell me, you know, if you relate to this as well as those who are listening, if you got a joyous, juicy intimacy in the bedroom that's happening because also emotionally you are talking about the good things and the bad things in the kitchen, you know, basically, you know, like in everyday life. And those two just kind of dance off each other. But I find that from my experience, those who are having difficulty with physical intimacy and touch and feel like distance in that connection, more than likely, and you know, what's going on is their emotional intimacy is lacking. But and the good news is it's really not that hard, Michelle, to fix either one. And they're both interchangeable. So like if you recognize that, then it means like, hey, we got some stuff to, you know, go through and become closer. And are you willing to do that? And there are tools, so many different tools to learn to do this. And it's actually fun. And you get to learn more about yourself. You know, is it something, you know, and then that's the question, really, Michelle. Are you willing? Are you wanting? Are you wanting to transform yourself? Or do you want to, like, you want to have it, you know, this transformation in your life? You want this wonderful relationship. You want to start a wonderful relationship or get in one, but you're not willing to even open the door and start walking on the street, in a sense, you know? Like, if you're there, okay, recognize that. Accept that too. And then say, well, but do I really want a relationship? And if the answer is still yes, then find the tools to help you out the door in that sense. Whether that's a coach, a therapist, a book, watching YouTube stuff, be inspired by movies, whatever it's going to take, any and all those things, because I tell you, I encourage you, and I guarantee if you take these actions, you will find love. You will find love. Love was waiting. Love wants to find you. And I'm a perfect example, as you shared, you know, in the intro. But I'm telling you, it happens with the people I work with all the time. And I'm telling you, I'm finding also the challenges. And let's talk about the challenges, because let's not, there's nothing to be afraid of the challenges. Like you say, well, that's great, Carrie, what you're talking about, but I'm not there. I feel scared to walk out the door. I feel scared to talk to my partner about the things that are really bothering me of my heart with his or her pattern. That's great. That's it right there. See how simple that was just to admit it. Now, once you admit it, we can start taking steps to solve those problems. Does that make sense, what I'm sharing?
It does make sense. It does make sense. And it's really the only way that we can really have that kind of deep intimacy that I think most people desire. Because when we're not sharing what's real for us, we're holding back something. So when you're holding back something in any part of the relationship, it's going to come out in different ways. You know, there's the partner's going to sense it. You're going to sense it. You're going to feel it. And it starts, I think, even with dating. So a lot of the people in the audience here are single, dating, maybe looking for a partner. They don't have a partner yet, but it starts in dating, as you know. So sharing what's coming up for you during the dating process. It feels scary sometimes. We can feel really vulnerable. But that's like how someone really sees us and our heart. And if we're meant to connect, that's a part of it, right?
Yes, definitely. For sure. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that looks like in dating for women? Since we have so many people here that are single and dating, let's make this really tangible for people. What does that look like?
What do you want to dial in on? What's your question or what's your focus there?
Well, my question is, how do we start that kind of, like, set ourselves up from the beginning? Like, I think partnership starts from the beginning.
Yes.
How we show up in the beginning sets the tone or sets the pattern for the rest of a relationship. So my question is, what does that look like in real terms? Like, how do we show up in that way that we set that tone for that kind of intimacy should the relationship grow and develop?
Beautiful, beautiful question, Michelle. And I'm going to begin. It's a two-part answer from my perspective overall. The first part is your own internal mental game. That's where it really starts. And you got to look at not only your desires and your wish list, right? The list. But I'm also saying, what's in the way? What's in the way of stopping you or slowing you down from having that wish list manifest, really? And then you look at those lists and be honest, like, you know, I want a wonderful guy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's this way and that way. Great. When was the last time you dated someone like that? When was the last time you were in relationship with someone like that? And some people may say, well, it's been 2 years, 3 years, or some may say never. Not like that is a problem, but let's be honest. Okay, I never have had this. Why not? Well, I just never seemed to meet someone like that, or I didn't believe I could have someone like that in my life. Now we're talking. So what I'm getting at, Michelle, is like, you got to look at your internal beliefs and your values and be honest with your doubts, fears, and anxiety. Now, from my perspective, and we don't have the time to get into it, but I'm just going to give you a little tidbit of kind of turning doubts on its head, is that from my perspective, and I've been there myself personally, so I am like the poster boy for doubts. Believe me, I lived in hell mentally for most of my life. And I've helped so many people through this. And what I find is, turn the doubts inside out. And what I mean by that is that if you hear, oh, I really want this beautiful, let's say, guy, you know, to find this beautiful Prince Charming. But if you're really honest, you may say, but I have doubts. Can I really find him? Is he available? Is he around my area? That, you know, good questions that people say. Or you go, you know, like you're writing your list, you're really excited, da da da, and then you hear in your head maybe, oh, you'll never be able to get a guy like that. So I say to you, catch it, catch the doubt, and then turn it inside out. Because what the doubt is really trying to do is get your attention. And it's going to say the negative, but its real in purpose and intention is to check your resolve of how much you believe really in what you want. So when you hear you can't have this, what it's really saying to you is you can have this, but do you believe? And so how do you know if you believe or not? Well, the question is how often do you quote unquote bite into that doubt and spiral down in feelings of like, oh, like your gut gets intense or your heart races, or we were talking about this a few moments ago, the sweaty palms or whatever. You just, you know, your body starts reacting and you lose that sense of passion, that joy, that, you know, that excitement. That's telling you something. Then you need to work on, hey, I need to work on turning my doubts around and find a great system or some people to help you with. This is one of the most powerful things in my relationship coaching that I do with people, is work with their mental game. So now we can prepare ourselves for part two, which is actually having the date. Okay, so when you're out having the date, be daring, be honest, be present. Watch how he or she, you know, responds to you on the date. Watch how where are their eyes? Are they staying focused to you? Are they looking at the other waitresses around or other people? Are they distracted? When, let's say, the food comes late, are they kind to the waiter or waitress? Or are they like, hey, what's the problem with this? Why is it? Like, whoa, that's a little strong for just being a little late for your food. So watch these clues and cues, because that's going to tell you a lot about that person right off the bat. And you want, it's not to say we have to be perfect, no, but you want to see if someone's going to start acting like that the first day or your second date that you're with them, where are they going to be a few months from now they're not going to more than likely be better. So here's the key: when you're dating a long-term relationship, you're still dating. You're still choosing to be on your A game, and I expect and want my partner and your partner to be on their A game. And the beautiful thing that I'm getting at, Michelle, I am not saying they have to be perfect. You have to be perfect. No, but are you willing to grow? Are you willing to be have communication? If something happens where you're triggered, are you willing to talk about it, acknowledge it? And is your partner willing to talk about it when you bring it up in a kind, gentle manner? And that's, again, you may go, I'm not sure how to do that because I get triggered when they get triggered. Hence, another coach, you know, Michelle, myself, or someone else to help you, guide you through role play, learn to get transformed through that so you don't take on that emotional charge, so you can be there with a loving kindness to your partner and grow. And then be daring enough to share with them or receive with them that they may say, like, I don't know where this is coming from, but I have really strong feelings for you, you know, and it could have been on your second date or your third date, or as a matter of fact, your first date. I just want to share a fun little personal story here. with my wife, things move very quickly with her and I. And part of that is because I did all the preparation, the mental game and all this stuff to prepare myself for this relationship to happen. And she was doing it on her own way before she met me as well. But after our first date, I remember, again, we live on different islands in Hawaii. So I was flying back home to, at that point, Kauai. And I remember driving home and I called my friend, my buddy, and I was so excited. I was like, dude, I found her. I'm going to marry this woman. And he's like, whoa. What are you talking about? You just had your first date. I said, watch what happens. Trust me, believe me, I can feel it. Yes, I know we have to do the dance of, you know, of learning to be together and what that's going to be like. But through our first date, I can tell her values. I can tell how she responded to me in our interactions. And we were really being very candid with each other. I'm going to marry her. And here I am, married to her. So that's what I want to say. When it can happen very quickly. So what I'm really wanting to share there, don't be afraid. And people say, well, but I don't want to get hurt. How are you going to get, what are you talking about? I don't want to get hurt. Well, you know, on one level, I'm not sure I really buy into that in the first place. But second, if you're afraid to hurt, then you're afraid to allow the love in too. So I'm just want to say, just look at that and not to say that your heart, you know, like putting yourself out there. And if you're not received in the way you want, that isn't challenging. I get that. But I'm also saying there are ways to make that by working your mental game. The effect of being disappointed can be very short lived, especially when you're so focused and you're so determined and you know where you're going, that love is on its way. So if it's not with this person, and I get it, like a situation, I'm just jumping in, like, you know, some scenario happens where suddenly you realize after months of being together, this is not the right person and you feel sad and heartbroken and all that. I'm with you. Hello, I had my wife die on me, okay? So I know what disappointment and that hurts, okay? And because of love and because I desired it, a new love will come back to me. And the same for you. I know it will. So you just have to keep, you know, picking ourselves up and stay focused on the prize, which is sweetness and love and joy and passion and getting time to share life with another person. Not that they're there to kind of cover over your challenges or your, you know, the things that you're missing in your life. Actually, it's the other way, that you actually go in relationship to expose those challenges so you can transform them. Ah, that's an interesting way to turn it, huh, Michelle? That people get into relationship intentionally to say, I'm intentionally going in here to be uncomfortable if and when that's needed, because that's going to bring me further into love, loving myself more and loving this relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and these kinds of relationships are probably one of the, if not the greatest opportunities for growth of any kind of experience that we can have, because we do come up against ourselves in a whole different way. Like this partner becomes a mirror that reflects back to us, and we see things in ourselves that we may not have seen otherwise, good, and maybe some of the things we're not so happy that we're seeing, right?
Yes. Yes.
And when we're having that level of intimacy with someone, it can trigger a lot of things from our past, from our childhood, from beliefs we've had, a lot of different things. So I do like this idea of the fact that if we go into these relationships knowing they might be that opportunity for growth that we definitely might not have sought out or even known we needed.
Sure.
But can be really beautiful and transformative and can create new opportunities in terms of who we are and what is possible for us in our lives. That's a really interesting and kind of cool way to look at it. So if I before, hear you, oh, sorry, Carrie, you want to make
I just want to respond before you go on to the next thing, because I want to just talk about that for a second, Michelle. I believe me, I understand. I was a fixer-upper. So folks, I mumbled for the first 13 years of my life. Okay, so I know what it's taken to communicate, to enunciate, to express my needs, to be present for someone else's needs. It's taken me a long time. But I'm saying you can learn it, you can do it. So what I wanted to say is, I get it that it can be uncomfortable to deal with your triggers, but I have a question for you. Would you consider going through the things that are making you uncomfortable if on the other side, you're going to feel more joy, more passion, more love, more connection with yourself and your partner? And if you're willing and seeing that and going through that, will that help you make that decision? Does that even make the decision-making even turn it on a different head, you know, a different side for you? So I ask you that, and I'm really asking you, whoever I'm speaking to right now is listening to me, I'm asking you that. What are you willing to do? Because if not, you know, you're stuck in those same old patterns, and I get that it can be uncomfortable, but that's really more uncomfortable to stay stuck, don't you think? So if that's so, look at the patterns that have been around for days, months, years, or for myself, they were decades. And like, why am I stuck here? And let me unstuck myself, whatever that's going to take. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, thank you. So if I'm hearing you from what you're sharing here, kind of swinging back to where you started, being centered in truth, being able to be truthful with ourselves about what might be going on, what might be standing in the way, what's coming up for us, where we're being triggered, that sort of thing, that's part of this. And then being willing to be vulnerable and share and express what's coming up when we're interacting with a partner. And I know that can feel scary. It can feel scary for people because, you know, we've talked, Carrie, a lot about this voice that chats in our head. And the voice can say, this person will reject you if you say this, or whatever's coming up. You know, they're not going to like you, or they're not going to respond well, or whatever's coming up. But if we ignore those things and we're not willing to speak the truth to ourselves or to someone else, how can we really have real intimacy? We're holding something back. We're so holding something that's important back. So I feel like that's kind of the overarching theme we have here.
Definitely, definitely. And you can't grow. It's like a flower that you can see it. It's ready to blossom, but just never does for whatever reason. That's how we are, you know? I've been through it so many times, and I hope that what I'm going to make this point that the people that are listening, that you can relate to this. Think about times. Can you think about one time when you were scared to talk about something, even if it was back when you were a child, to tell your parents, you know, you ripped your pants or whatever you did. And like, maybe you were so afraid to just, you know, present as an adult, whether that's in your professional world or your personal world, but you actually, you know, for whatever reason, or however it happened, pressed into it, or you just went for it. Like, I'm going to tell you something that I'm embarrassed about. You might be angry with me or upset, but I need to tell you. And then you do. When you've done this, isn't the longer lasting feeling is of like, wow, they heard me and we figured out a resolution. And actually, I felt more connected to myself and that person after I shared with them something uncomfortable. Has that ever happened in your life? And if you can say yes, then I would say it's the same thing in every level of relationship. And it's beautiful. I'm not saying it's always comfortable. It's not, but it's beautiful. And your flower of your heart and love will blossom. And the great news is, there is no end to the potential of love in your life. There is no ceiling. And how to tangibly get there? By doing what we're talking about here, being honest, being watchful, attentive, every second, every moment, and just questioning ourselves with our own actions, with our own thoughts, and with the actions of the other, you know, our partner and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and yeah. When we share in these ways, and when we're honest with ourselves and with others in this ways, in this way, and we see how they respond or how they react, we also learn a lot about whether or not this is the appropriate partnership for us as well, right? We find right, whether that person can handle that level yes. of intimacy or communicating in that way. And if you want to have that kind of partnership, literally the truth can set you free either way.
Definitely. A great thing to share with you, a lot of people that I work with, in the way that we work our mental game and our wish list and you know, what our qualities we're looking for. A lot of people tell me, like, when they go on dates, almost instantly they can tell if this person's going to be the match or not. And that's awesome news. So because that's telling you right away, oh, this person, you know, is going to be someone I want to explore, or someone definitely not. And I just am clear with that. And in many cases, you know, especially women, they're like, you know, like, almost like, I know he's not the one. Do I have to stay here, like, be on this date? Because before we even sit down, I can tell this is not the right one. In many cases, and I say, well, that's up to you. That's your choice. Like,
right.
But I say also, have fun. Even with those situations where you know this is not the right match for you, I share and we practice, have fun with this date as if it is the guy or the woman in this case, in either situations that you really want to be with. So have a great time. And at the end, say, thank you very much. Nice knowing you. And I wish you well on your, you know, your dating journey. I just don't feel we're a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So having that level of clarity and honesty is incredibly powerful. And I like where you started. This is also a tool for not just dating, but continuing through a relationship and partnership, being able yes. to maintain that way of showing up. And yeah, I think the way we start a relationship sets the foundation. So I appreciate you dancing with me, kind of like taking it back to the early stages in the very beginning. I think that's really important. So Carrie, I know you also have a free gift, which is your special report. Do you want to just share just a little bit about it?
Sure. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for the opportunity. The special report that if you choose to get it is really powerful, impactful, and fun. It's going to really help you be very clear and quickly prepare you to see where your strengths are or areas of improvement for a relationship. And it's called the number one way to attract and sustain a joyous, juicy relationship. And you can get instant access to this special report. And it's going to explore the top areas of your vision, your life purpose, relationship history, your needs and requirements in a relationship, your emotional issues, lifestyle, dating patterns, and your relationship plan. So I would love for you to have it. It's really a wonderful tool. It's easy to utilize. And it would be a great way for me and you to start to connect, because I'm very passionate and very personal and interested to connect with folks and assist them on their questions and their challenges to get the results they're looking for.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carrie. And for everybody watching or listening, you can get that by clicking on the link below the video or audio. And that will give you the link. You can go right to the special report and be connected with Carrie. So Carrie, I want to thank you. I know you and I could talk all day. I always love talking with you and connecting.
Same, Michelle.
And I want to thank you for sharing generously today and for making this really tangible for people, so they've got some ideas and some things that they can take away to begin to work with right now, because I think that's really valuable. So thank you so much.
My joy. I'm really grateful and appreciate it. And it's always great to talk with you and see you. And as we say in Hawaii, aloha and a hui ho.
All right. I'll say the aloha. I don't know what a huio means, Gary.
That means until we meet again.
Okay. Until we meet again.
Be well. Be okay. Well until we meet again.
Okay. Well, that's lovely. And for those of you watching, Carrie and I are also sending you lots of love and hoping you'll join us for more of the Man Panel too. Bye-bye for now.